Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. Now, if you've been following Aspire or any of my brands for a while, then you know I'm always talking about the importance of our mindset, of our thoughts, and that I truly believe that our thoughts create our reality, and that I've shared my personal story many times of how shifting my mindset, my thoughts, and really being conscious of it is how I transformed my life from, God, high school dropout, single mom, runaway, to the work that I'm doing today. If it's possible for me to change my life, it's possible for you to change yours, any aspect of it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Joining me today is Christy Terznick, an author, motivational speaker, and life coach. Christy holds a master's degree in metaphysics, Bachelor of Science degrees in biology and metaphysics, is an ordained minister, and a consulting hypnotist. For nearly two decades, she's helped people get out of their own way and live the life they were meant to live. Through mindset, motivation, and meditation, she shows them how to create a life of miracles and magic where every day feels like a day at the beach. And I'm super excited because in just 2 days, on October 19th, Christy's new book, Mindset Magic, Using Scientific and Spiritual Principles to Create Your Life, will be released. And you can learn more about that at powerful-mind.com. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much, Linda Joy, for having me.
Oh, you know, per our conversation when we were just chatting before coming on the air, this is one of my favorite topics. It's one of the ways that I transformed my life. So, you know, when I was reading through all your materials, I was like, look at this woman. She has been researching this from both ends, from the spiritual and the scientific. So tell us a little bit about how you started that journey and how this all began for you.
Yeah, you know, it's been a very strange journey that I have been on. It all started when I was actually 17. I was diagnosed with a heart condition, and they had essentially told me that I was destined to be on medication for the rest of my life, which at that point was, you know, a terrible thing as a teen to hear. So I somewhat had settled into that acceptance of living a life that was not quite what I had wanted for about 3 or 4 years. And then at one point, I specifically remember I was in the shower. I had actually, I had just stood up from shaving my legs and I started getting really dizzy. And what would happen was I would be getting dizzy and then I would pass out. So I typically would have to sit down and wait for the dizziness to pass and then, you know, kind of slowly move on from that point. But in that moment, I had had enough. So I really decided that I was going to be claiming more for myself, that I would no longer tolerate what I was experiencing. And that really started my journey, because from that point forward, I started looking inward. I started trying to figure out how this situation had come into my life and what it represented for me. And what was interesting is as I started doing my inner work, my heart condition resolved itself because I had healed those inner things that were blocking me. So I know firsthand that there's an intimate connection between the mind and the body and how everything relates. And from that point, it really started me on this journey of, you know, what is taking place? Like, how is this actually possible? So I dove into the mindset and the motivation, understanding, you know, how we are impacting and shaping our world. But then also I had several events that had taken place where I had lost several family members, and that prompted me on the spiritual journey. So it was really a full circle moment in order to have everything come together in order to really understand that in every aspect, we're truly impacting the outcome that we're experiencing. You know, we are co-creators in this universe, and the sooner that we can recognize that, the sooner we can play an active part into creating all of those miracles and the magic that are possible and are waiting for us to really claim them.
I love it. I love that, like so many, our trials and tribulations led to our life's purpose.
Absolutely.
And I think it makes
us... they're there for a purpose.
Yeah, and I've come to believe that myself. There was a time, of course, I think all of us do this. Until we can get to this place of awareness, we look back on our lives, and we might look back on it and regrets for some of the decisions we made. And I used to do that in my 20s and 30s, and I'm going to be 55 this month. Now I look back and go, oh, I see why that had to happen in order for me to be who I am today. And so for me, it's been like a real awakening to everything had its purpose to help me become the most authentic version of myself.
Absolutely. And that's really the key, is if in the moment of those dark times, if you are able to take a step back and say, I know that it feels really negative or chaotic, but there is a lesson here. Somewhere in this situation, there is the nugget that's going to take me to the next step in my life. That's going to launch me to that thing that I wouldn't have gotten to without having experienced this. If we can bring that awareness to those situations, it makes it so much easier. And often we can get ourselves out of those situations with much more grace and ease because of that perspective.
And I found out to be true in my own life. You mentioned earlier about how as you cleared your mindset and worked on the spiritual levels, that your heart condition changed. Well, I had been on thyroid meds for 15, 20 years. And as you may know, typically, medical will say you don't get off them once you start. And 6 years ago, I just kept getting this intuitive hit. It's time to get off them. And I'm like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, says who? It's been 6 years and my levels are still great. Now, I don't tell anyone else to do that. In fact, my daughter has Hashimoto's. I do not advise her to say, hey, do what I did. I'm saying that worked for me. And the funny part is, and I'd love your thoughts on this, Christy, what is throat? Throat chakra, voice, owning your truth, owning your power. As I started stepping up my visibility in life, business, and healing my wounds, I personally believe, and this is, again, my belief, that by healing those wounds is what created the healing in my thyroid.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely resonate with that, because there is truth with everything that we're experiencing. We are multidimensional beings in this physical body. So we are not just, you know, little bits of matter squished together. So when we are experiencing one thing, it's absolutely going to be impacting us on a biological level. So if we can heal one aspect of ourselves, it's just naturally going to have that ripple effect and impact everything else that we're experiencing.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I believe that too. And I know sometimes it's a topic that a lot of people are edgy about illness and about mindset. But I just wanted to share from my personal experience, as you did from yours. So you talk a lot about in the book about how we have more power than the power that we actually claim for ourselves. Expand upon that, Christy.
Yeah. Here it's very, again, multidimensional, where we have the ability to create the kind of mindset that will either serve our purpose or it will make it very difficult to accomplish our goals. So if we are able to really take hold and get a great awareness about, are we saying the best things to ourselves? Are we making it easy or are we making it difficult to accomplish our goals? That is going to be expanding the mindset and really directing your subconscious on what it is focusing on within your physical world. And it's going to be highlighting those things to your awareness so that you're naturally drawn to those things. So that's the first level. And then secondly is, again, we are spiritual beings. So knowing that we are based in energy, we are intimately connected to everything else there is that's in the world and even beyond. So if we are able to set our intention on what it is that we want, if we get that clarity and have such certainty and faith that we are able to have that thing that we want for ourselves and claim it as our own, then energetically, it's naturally going to draw that to you. It's just one of the natural laws of the universe. So by really tackling both aspects, the spiritual and the scientific and, you know, the physical parts of ourselves, we can really make tremendous changes within our lives. And this is where we can reclaim more of the power that we have so that we don't have to be a victim, but we can actually be an active participant in creating the life that we want for ourselves.
And I love that, because that was a key point of me, because of my childhood. I would say for the first 20 years, I probably would have claimed the victim mentality. But once you learn about spiritual principles, you can't unlearn them, right? It's almost like, Absolutely. Okay, I'm now aware of this universal rule that my thoughts are creating my reality, or I'm attracting to me. I could no longer stay in the victim mindset, because now I knew there was tools that I could use to shift. That was my moment of choice, right, 25 years ago. It's like, okay, am I going to ignore the principles that I know to be true? Or am I going to stay in this place? And, you know, there's only, you can't really answer that question and stay in the victim mindset. And so every time I was trying to move out of that energy, if I found myself in it, I would say, what is your choice in this moment? That's taking my power back, correct, Christy?
Absolutely, yes. The moment that you have the awareness that you may have shifted into something that's not in alignment with your goal, that is the moment that you have that power, that's your choice point, right? Because you can continue to choose what you had been at that, at that moment, or you can choose something different. And it's best, you know, obviously, to be choosing the things that are going to be pushing you towards your goals, because that is your path out of the situation that you're in. It's the opportunity to reach those goals that you want for yourself. So you're absolutely spot on with that.
It's how it's shown up in my life. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk more about, because so many people are stuck and they're not where they want to be, Christy. And when we come back, I want to talk about what can they do to get out of those situations. And I'll be back in a moment with Christy Terznik of powerful-mind.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm honored that you are here listening to the show today. I am with Christy Terznik today, author of the book to be released in just 2 days on October 19th called Mindset Magic, Using Scientific and Spiritual Principles to Create Your Life. So, Christy, right before the break, I said, we would mention that many people are feeling stuck, right? Especially right now with all the energies that are out there. And they're not where they want to be in one or more areas of their life. So what would you advise they can do to start moving out of the situation?
Yeah, and that's a fabulous question because, like you said, so many people are experiencing that. And I believe that it first begins with an awareness of your thoughts. Once you, again, tap into what is it that I'm thinking about? What am I focusing on? Where is my energy going? You have that ability to really choose if that is something that you would like to continue or if you'd like to choose something different. And then once you have that idea of what it is that you want, really begin to set the intention of what are my goals? You know, where am I going? If this situation that I am living in right now is not where I want to be, what is it that I can do to take the next step? Because, you know, there's a common saying where you can start to walk to the ocean from wherever you are. And unless you have a specific destination in your mind, you could end up, you know, in Florida or you could end up in Alaska because it's both the same, you know, you're walking to an ocean, but you don't have that clarity unless you really get specific with what is it that I want. So beginning with your awareness of thoughts, setting the intention and getting clear, and then taking action on moving forward towards those goals that you're setting for yourself, you know, because having that intention and that clarity is great, but it's useless unless you're starting to take action and doing something that will actually allow you to accomplish that.
So true. I tell my clients without inspired action, right, you're really just wishing. And
absolutely.
And I know it from personal because when I first learned about affirmations, right, and I'm going back, God, I just wrote something about this, about Louise Hay being a mentor, picking up her book and discovering, you know, all of this stuff, right? This whole new world opened up to me 25 years ago. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to recite these affirmations. Like they were going to magically transform my life. What was missing mm-hmm. for many years is what you just said, Christy, was take action on the intentions that I was wishing to create. And that was a missing piece for me. And I think it's still a missing piece for a lot of people because they're not seeing how it all fits together.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, too, that you need to have a level of belief in the affirmation that you're saying because you can just numbingly repeat words and they don't mean anything to you. But unless you allow yourself to really put yourself into that and believe that what it is that you're affirming to yourself is actually possible for you and that it is something that you will achieve, it's the same thing. It's just going to be wishful thinking because you don't have yourself invested in accomplishing that thing.
It's like Jerry Nesta Hicks taught many years ago about the emotional guidance scale, right? If you can't feel
Absolutely.
Excited about your affirmation or joyful or like I get passionate in the zone when I do mine now. I call them more mantras now. They become a part of who I am, right? It's because a lot of my affirmations mm-hmm. about more about my essence because I think if we can help our essence be clear and strong, the rest will follow.
Yeah.
When I found that missing piece that it's really deeply feeling and, as you shared, Christy, believing, that's when I started to see the results is – and it's so funny, give you a visual. I'm so passionate about this that I've been using affirmations and all that for many years. My daughter's now 33, and she's a mom of my 5.5-year-old granddaughter. And just a month ago, I said, well, here we go. This is the age where I'm going to teach her the power of that she holds within herself. And we did it in front of a mirror, and I did my affirmations first. I wanted to show her. And she said, well, tell me what to say. I said, oh, no, baby, I can't tell you what to say. What does your heart want to say? Just start it with I am or I can, right? Because she's five.
Yeah.
My God, if mm-hmm. you see the videos I have of her in front of her mirror, and I'm like tears streaming down my face because my daughter will call and go, she did them this morning. I want her to grow up knowing that. Many of us weren't given that gift. I wish I was given that gift 50 years ago.
Absolutely. Then we wouldn't have to be doing all of the inner work that we're doing right now, right? But there again, there's a purpose and a reason for everything.
And the reason I share that story is from the moment she started saying them, and I know it's because she's still a child, she is in full joy, Christy, right? She dances to each one, and she looks at her eyes in the mirror, but she's in full body joy. And that's the part I think, I know was missing for me for many, many years until I knew that emotion and inspired action and all of it tied together. But to see it in her, I'm like, oh, we were born this way. We just forgot.
Absolutely, right? We start to live the way that we see everyone else living unless we're taught differently. So that was a beautiful gift that you had offered her.
It's coming back because just watching, it's coming back to me over and over again as a gift, because just to see her owning it and coming up with all these amazing new ones, the things she comes up with, blows me away. So
I'm sure.
In your bio, I also mentioned that you're a consulting hypnotist. And, you know, I know you use meditation and all that. I have some friends, like, I love guided meditations. I use them myself. My daughter used them, and now my granddaughter. But there's so many, I can't believe it, that have never tried it. I don't know if, or even tried hypnosis. I think it's because they're unsure of what to expect. So talk to them. Talk to the listeners and those who have never tried it. And what would you tell them?
Sure. What we're doing when we're doing either a self-hypnosis or guided imagery is we are really just directing the mind. So it's a very natural process, and it's a conscious way that you are allowing the brain wave frequencies to slow down and to become more open to some suggestions that you're going to be offering it. So anytime that you are going within, you are always going to be staying true to who it is that you authentically are. You know, you're never going to be doing anything that you wouldn't feel comfortable doing in a normal alert state. It's just that you become more relaxed and deeply inner focused, where everything, it becomes very much like tunnel vision, where it's your single focus. Or if you can recall a time when you were gazing at a fire and, you know, you saw the fire, but then you didn't really see the fire, and everything else that wasn't the fire kind of faded away. And, you know, maybe someone would have been calling your name, for example, and it took them a couple times to say your name before you actually alerted to that. And that was the state of that inner focus, that hypnosis. And that is the place where you can allow the deep changes that you want for yourself to take place. So you're always going to be in control. It's just that you're directing your mind to do it at a certain time. So very easy, very simple.
I love that example you gave. My honey calls it, you know, honey, you were just off in La La Land. And I say, I like it there, you know, because they'll call my name two or three times and I don't hear it. And I'm like, it's my Zen space. That's that space that you were just talking about, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. It's where you're so focused on that inner world, or that idea that you have, or that thing that your mind is all wrapped up in, that everything else just becomes non-existent. It becomes something that's unimportant. So your mind isn't becoming aware of it.
I love it. Now, what are some of your favorite guided meditations? And like, how long, for those who have never tried it, how long is there an average length to a guided meditation?
You know, it really varies depending on what your purpose is. I think an average would be anywhere from about 7 to 20 minutes. Again, depending on the purpose, depending on how much time you want to devote to it. You know, but you could be just as effective if you come home from work, for example, and maybe you just want to quiet down things for a little bit. So, you know, maybe you turn on some nice music, you turn down the lights, and you just sit on the couch for a little bit, close your eyes, take some deep breaths. And if you're allowing yourself to be in that space, when you open up your eyes, you might think that maybe 5 or 10 minutes have passed, when in reality, it's been like 20 minutes. So there's a little bit of time distortion that takes place once you're in that inward focus. And that's just proof that you're doing everything right, that you're allowing yourself to go to that happy Zen place where your body starts to repair and heal and rejuvenate itself, and you're allowing yourself to tap into that divine wisdom and your intuition and that inner guidance that you have. So it doesn't take a very long time to accomplish that.
And I know for me, and I can just share it from my truth, is the more you practice it, the quicker you can get to back to that place and the deeper you can go.
Yes, absolutely. It's like a muscle. You know, it's anything that you practice on, you become skilled at. And it doesn't take long for that to happen, where you're able to quickly get yourself to that inner focus. Now, sometimes when you're starting the inner focus and the relaxation, you might have random thoughts that keep coming. And really the key is your mind is designed to think. So those thoughts they're probably going to be coming. So if you're allowing yourself to just stay focused on your breathing or on the guided imagery or meditation that you're experiencing, and just acknowledge a thought, say, yep, I see you, now is not the time for you, and then get back to what it is that you're accomplishing. You're not giving energy to those random thoughts. And again, you're in control. You're saying, this is where I want my attention to be. And the more that you do that, the more that you focus your mind and direct it, the stronger you're going to build up the neurological connections and literally make it easier for your brain to go to that place with ease and speed, so you're not going to have to struggle with it.
Well, thank you for those tips. And I hope for everyone listening that has not yet tried a guided meditation or even hypnosis to please start where you are. Just allow your intuition to guide you to your next step and find a meditation to just start with. And I'll be back in a moment with Christy Terznick of powerful-mind.com, and we'll be diving even deeper into this topic when we return.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you an empath? Have you been called highly sensitive, empathic, or intuitive? You, my friend, may be a highly sensitive badass. It's time to embrace this as a gift so you can unlock your sensitive superpowers, nourish your mind, body, and spirit, and show up as your greatest and most badass sensitive self. If you're a healer, lightworker, coach, or caregiver feeling overwhelmed by your sacred gifts, Courtney Chait, writer, speaker, and mentor for highly sensitive badasses, can show you how to tap into your feminine brilliance through divine self-care so you can live your highest purpose and reach your full potential. Visit highlysensitivebadass.com to learn more about Courtney's Highly Sensitive Lightworker and Weight Loss for Sensitive Women programs. While you're there, take a quick test to discover if you're a highly sensitive person.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is the author of Mindset Magic, Christy Terznick. And you can learn all about her book and more about the topic we're talking about today at powerful-mind.com. So, Christy, what are some suggestions on how to make the most out of each day? Because I think so many of us, and I was guilty for many years, allows the day to control us instead of us being in control of our day and being intentional about the day we wish to have.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning is I say thank you. You know, I just send a wave of gratitude and appreciation for this day, for the new opportunities that are going to be coming my way. And again, just set your intention on what it is that you would like to have happen or that you would like to experience for the day. If it's something specific, if it is a feeling, just get clear on what it is that you would like to experience in this day that will never come again, you know. So really allow yourself to make the most of this day. And then once you have that intention, again, start taking steps that will allow you to get closer to the accomplishment of your goal.
I love that. You start with thank you. I do my gratitude practice in the morning, and then at night, falling asleep, I review my day and then give thanks, you know, not in a journal, just lying there. It's usually how I fall asleep. The gratitude practices have changed my life. I started with the morning one like you. And doesn't it kind of like automatically put you in like this amazing positive vibration zone? Because you can't be in gratitude and feel anything less than high vibration.
Yes, absolutely. And you're exactly right with that. You cannot have a negative thought and have a positive reaction because there's a biological reaction that is taking place with every thought that you have. So if you are thinking gratitude thoughts, if you're thinking happiness and joy, you're going to be filling your body with all of those chemicals and hormones that are supporting that belief and that thought. So absolutely keep your intention focused upon that.
Well, I have a question for you because you know so many people are struggling right now, Christy. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And let's say, and you and I have both been there, right? We've gone through tough times. If someone is listening and they're in a tough time right now and they hear us talking about starting our day with gratitude, I know that they're probably having the thought like I did many years ago, like it's easy for you to say. You don't know what's going on in my life. What's the next level up? If they can't make it to gratitude, right, is there another tip just to help them get a little higher up the scale or a mantra or an affirmation that can try to help them elevate where they are?
Sure. One that I often use is every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And it's an overall health and wellness affirmation that really directs your subconscious to take a look at what is going on within, and it gives your subconscious the permission to help you to get better in various different aspects. So it might be health, it might be your thoughts, it might be something else that you don't even know that you're experiencing, but it's giving that open-ended direction of, I want to get better every single day, so mind, I'm giving you this task to go ahead and do that. Or another one that I often find useful is, I am positively expecting great results no matter what I see in front of me. The universe is rearranging itself for my best interest right now. And that affirmation is very useful when you feel like you are in the darkness, when you feel you're full of despair and hopelessness, because that is, again, affirming and believing that you are not in this alone, that the universe is supporting you and bringing good things to you and allowing that flow to take place. And again, remembering that even in those dark moments, if you can take just a small step back and recognize that there is a purpose for this experience, and you might not realize what it is right now, but it is necessary for you to get to that next step. That those are some of the things that will really help you to shift and to move forward.
Thank you for sharing those. One I use sometimes at night, and before we came on the air, we were talking about the new moon energies because they're really intense. And if my mind starts whirling at night, I always say, in this moment, all is well, right? And for me, it's just a reminder to keep coming back. In this moment, you're lying here. You have warm blankets. All is well. So that might remind myself that all this energy I'm putting out about either worrying about something or trying to remember something, I don't need to be doing that. I just need to stay in this moment. And sometimes, complete transparency, I have to say that 150 times in the night, you know, just to keep coming back on those nights where our mind is whirling. But it helps remind me of being present, right? Because sometimes let our thoughts become a runaway train, and that was an issue for me for many years, and can still be. But thank God I have tools like this and women like you to talk to who are sharing even more tools. And that's why I do this show, Christy, because there are people everywhere that maybe have never even heard of this stuff. And if I can get this information in your book and your wisdom in front of even one person, and they, you know, implement everything that you're sharing today, then our mission was a success today. And that's why I do the show, publish the magazine. It's like, I want to get this stuff out there. I don't want to see people struggle.
Absolutely. And as we were talking earlier, that is your gift, your mission, because you are helping to uplift the world in that special way. And by doing so, you're giving permission for everyone else to step into who it is that they are so they can uplift the world in their own unique way. So it's really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for seeing my heart and why I do what I do. It's been 11 years and I love the work I do. And part of that is creating a platform to support leaders like you and increasing their visibility and saying, hey, let's get this message out there. So I want to know what led you to birth your book. And let me share the title again. It's Mindset Magic, Using Scientific and Spiritual Principles to Create Your Life.
Yeah. It really started once I had my daughter. She has been the news that has gotten me really more focused and more dedicated to understanding, especially more of the spiritual aspects of how we're creating our life, because when she started asking some of the questions, I wanted to be able to have some good answers. I wanted to be able to guide her to stepping into her own power, to really embracing the truth of who she is, not who everyone else thinks that she should be, but to honor and embrace and respect who she is. So I dove headfirst into learning all of the things that I could really about the ways that we're shaping our lives. You know, so I have the understanding of the science background with how our mindset and our subconscious works. And by blending that with the spiritual aspect, for me, like I need to know all of the details of how things work in order for me to fully live them and fully teach them. So her birth was the reason that this started and has kept evolving, is really just so I can be the best mom that I can for her, and to, in doing so, help to teach other people how to be their best selves as well.
Yeah, our children and our grandchildren, I'll tell you, they're catalysts, aren't they?
They sure are. Oh my goodness, right? In so many ways, they are our biggest teacher, more so than we teach them. I think they teach us so much.
And what can they expect when they purchase the book? Is there other steps in it? How is it set up?
Sure. It's really split into two different parts, where the beginning part is a lot of explanation of how the science and the spiritual aspects are coming together to create your life. And the second half is the practical application. So there are 16 meditations for specific topics that you're able to focus on. So it's definitely the education for the left brain and then the meditations for the right brain. And, it comes together in a nice package where it makes sense.
Well, when we come back from our last break, I want to dive in a little deeper so you can share what some of those segments of your book are about and talk about a little bit about why you chose those particular ones. And I'll be back in a moment with Christy Terznik of powerful-mind.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Isn't it time for you to listen to your own internal compass, your intuition, rather than listening to all those around you? When you learn how to navigate using your intuition, you'll discover how to hear your soul's whispers so you live a life of purpose, joy, and abundance. Soulwise Living mentor Laura Clark provides women with the empowering tools and support to help them tame their inner critic, calm their emotions, and ground themselves so they can hear, trust, and act upon their inner guidance. If you're ready to awaken your intuition, visit soulwiseliving.com to schedule a complimentary sacred soul chat, read Laura's inspiring blog posts, and discover an array of free supportive resources.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspire Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and today with me is Christy Terznik, author, motivational speaker, and life coach, and the author of Mindset Magic that was recently released. So, Christy, right before the break, you were sharing how the book is segmented. Share some of the segments or chapters, as you may call them, with a little more detail.
Sure, absolutely. One of the first topics or the chapters is about your thinking, really understanding how your mind works. So getting into the details of subconsciously, how are we able to direct our attention? Why is it that our thoughts are so powerful? And how are we able to bring forward within our physical world the things that we want? How can we identify those things that are already in our current world that we just might not be seeing? And then another chapter is really on your depths, that we are deeper than our physical body, that we are a spiritual being, and understanding the levels of your spirituality and learning that the universe is really supporting you in everything that you do. And there are specific laws that are taking place that are underlying everything that is occurring in the world and how those are impacting all of the possibilities that you're experiencing. And then what is your potential? You know, what do you want for yourself? What are your desires? All of those things start to become outlined as you get more clear on how far you can dream. You know, what is it that you want for yourself? And then towards the end, as we had said, it's really just about your work, implementing what it is that you've learned with specific meditations for things like inner focus or abundance or change or getting into the flow, you know, connecting with your authentic self, even something as, quote, simple as relaxing, because sometimes we need to be reminded how to relax, how to put our mind and our body in that state of ease and grace. Or topics like trusting things that are going on and tapping into the inner wisdom that you have always within you. So it's really just a blend of education, insight, and practical application that help people to really live more fully with more peace, more power, and more passion.
I love it. And I love what you just mentioned about trusting. That was a big one for me, right? Because I acknowledge now that highly intuitive, but for many years before I could capture what that container was and what I was receiving, I doubted it. And every time I doubted it, it created struggle in my life. But as I learned to trust it, the inner wisdom, that's when my life started opening up. So how do we begin to trust our intuition?
I think it starts by taking small steps. You know, because every day we are given cues from our body that are the direction from our inner wisdom. You know, the body is really just a manifestation of what's going on with you. So if you listen to like that inner thought, like, do I have, when I think about this particular idea, do I have a constriction within myself? Does my body start to tighten up, or do I feel like a heaviness? Or am I feeling lighter? You know, am I feeling open? Does this thought excite me? Those are subtle cues that you can start to tap into that will give you the clues of whether or not you're on the right path of walking your purpose, of doing something that is in alignment with your best and your highest good. So just starting to be aware and returning to yourself, returning to what has always been occurring for you. Maybe you just haven't been aware of it, or that you haven't been paying attention, but it's always there, and it's just giving yourself permission to re-engage with that part of you.
It's funny because that's how I feel it. If something's off, it's usually, I feel it right in my solar plexus. When I was younger, I'd get the little hair on the back of my neck would stand up. Doesn't mean it was like a really negative thing, but that's how my body was trying to tell me, I guess. But now it's usually in the solar plexus or stomach. Is like, do you really want to be thinking this thought, or you may want to look at this situation? How does it show up for you, Christy?
Yeah, similar. I tend to feel like that within my solar plexus. You know, if it's something that I that looking into it more deeply, that is taking away my power, I tend to feel it almost like a pit in my stomach. Or if something is more in alignment with what I should be doing, then I get the shivers, or I get like the chills, the goosebumps. And that's definitely an indication that I'm on the right path.
Yeah, and you've learned to listen, as I have, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is...
Years.
Oh, yeah, same here. I used to say, I would try to rationalize, which, of course, is the ego mind, right? Like, oh, no, that's not the right decision. Now, when I get intuitive hits, it goes back to what you said earlier. I take inspired action. And do you know there's been times I've done that in my business where I'm like, oh, I'm meant to call this person. And I'm like, now the ego mind many years ago would say, what are you doing? She doesn't even know you. Why would you be calling her or connecting with her? And I'm like, I don't know. Do you know, when I finally stopped listening to the fear-based mind, the most amazing, extraordinary relationships have been created because I follow my intuition. And from a business perspective, the most divine opportunities and collaborative relationships formed because I trusted. And it's amazing how it can really transform your life as you learn to listen and trust it. So I'm so glad that you're teaching it in your book, because for me that was a big thing. It's a power we all have, and a lot of us have a tendency, and I know I did this, to say, oh, she's intuitive, or you know, she's that. We're all intuitive, we're all connected to the same divine source of information. We have static in our connection. It's our job to clear the static.
Yep, to get out of our own way, right?
Yeah, and to really, as you said, do the inner work. And so it sounds like the way you've created the book and the structure and poured all this science and spiritual tips in it, that it meets people where they are on the path.
It does. Yeah, there's no expectation that you have to have any knowledge about all of this. It starts from, from the ground up and really builds upon each previous chapter. So, you know, you can read it and you can take what resonates with you, and everything else you can set aside for now. But there's so much validity in the things that are being shared. I was recently gifted an endorsement of the book by Michael Bernard Beckwith of The Secret, which was very exciting because that is, you know, such a great acknowledgement that the truth that I'm sharing in this is definitely in alignment with what so many people are experiencing and finally understanding. So, really what I believe is, with the proper mindset and understanding of how you're creating and interacting with the world, that you can unfold such tremendous magic and miracles in your life. You know, great or small, everyone is capable of all of that.
Oh. And congratulations on the endorsement, because I saw that, and that's powerful. And it's because the message is truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, again, what...
Go ahead, honey.
What I was going to say is really just allow yourself to start where you are with the book, and tap into that those feelings, you know, that inner wisdom that is starting to take place within your body, and give yourself permission to expand to something that you might not be familiar with and see where it takes you.
Yeah, because it changes everything. And in the last, we have a few minutes left. How has stepping on this path changed your life, Christy?
What I have found, especially within the last year, is that the more that I step into who I am and my truth and what I am here to be doing, the easier things have flown. And even as I'm saying this, I'm getting the shivers. And what I have realized is that with me stepping into my divine purpose, I am aligning myself with the people that I need to be connecting with in order to fulfill my purpose on a larger scale. So it's really allowing me to walk the path deeper for myself and being a model for those that are around me, and allowing me to offer the insights that I have learned in order to share that with so many other people. It's really given me that wonderful platform.
Yeah, it's like paying it forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's how I feel about the work I do in the world. And I want to invite everyone again, go to powerful-mind.com. Christy's book is now available. And again, the title is Mindset Magic, Using Scientific and Spiritual Principles to Create Your Life. Also, visit her site to learn more about her and the extraordinary work that she is doing in the world. And Christy, I want to thank you for one, just following your truth and birthing this book to the world and sharing your wisdom and knowledge with so many others. It's so needed in these times right now.
Well, thank you for that. And, you know, again, thank you for what it is that you're doing with stepping into your own light and giving people this opportunity to not only share what they are meant to share, but also for your listeners to really be offering such wisdom and insight for them to be exposed to so many different things that they may not be familiar with. It's a tremendous gift. And, you know, here we're all sharing our light with everyone. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
so thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Christy. And again, everyone, that is powerful-mind.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.